For News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples on the phone here with Karen Schroeder, who is on the USD 378 Citizens Committee. The USD 378 school bond passes here tonight by a margin of 810 to 505. That was the final total here tonight. Karen, I know a lot of work's been put into this. A lot of homework has been done on the $15 million bond issue here. How excited are you for the result?
We're very excited. I've gotten all kinds of emails and texts from people, and the main word has been thankful. Everybody out there is very thankful that this is passed and we can move forward and start fixing our schools.
Absolutely. Well, I know when we talked here recently, it didn't sound like there was a whole lot of opposition. That was obviously the case here tonight, as the majority voted in favor. This is not the first time you guys have tried to pass a bond. What did you guys learn from the past?
Oh, to listen to the patrons and find out, you know, what they want, what they need. We did a lot of surveys with patrons and with the faculty and staff, and learned that their main priorities were safety and security and fixing the facilities that are aging rapidly. So
for those that aren't familiar, what all will this $15 million bond go toward?
Oh, just briefly, fire protection at the high school. We do not have enough water up there, so we're working on that. We have to do that to maintain our insurance. The roofs in both buildings need a lot of repairs. We have boilers that are 38 and 49 years old, so those are needing to be replaced at some point. And then we have several modular units at the grade school that are well past their livability, and so those will be taken out, and some permanent classrooms will be put in with a storm shelter underneath, which we do not have at the grade school at this point. The other main thing would be a gymnasium at the grade school for middle school, because right now all the middle schoolers are bused up to the high school four times a day, 4 days a week. So that'll save on transportation costs and the safety issue of having kids on the road every day. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, I know it can always be contentious when you have something like this, but listening to your patrons, I'm sure went a long way in this endeavor. And for smaller school districts especially, that has to be so important, doesn't it?
It does. It does. We really tried to listen, and we tried to get out there. The board tried to be very transparent with, you know, even just the finances throughout the year, to let them know where money's being spent and where we're falling short, you know, that we need to spend money on and we just don't have it. So it's very important to get the word out to everybody in the community.
So how soon will work begin here now that this has passed?
I honestly don't know that. I know we'll have to get final plans from an architect and things like that. So the board will have to work on that, and then, of course, coordinate that with school schedules. So I really don't know. Well, that'll be to be determined, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, again, USD 378 passed their $15 million bond proposal here tonight by a margin of 810 yes, 505 no. Again, Karen Schroeder on the Raleigh County School Board Citizen Committee, thank you so much for being with us here tonight, and congratulations on the outcome.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.